Captain's Journal. September 11, 2001. Microphones. Take care of them. They are your audio input device. I use a handheld Sony mic plugged into an MD Walkman. Where did we leave off? Were we wondering whether the chalk was really in the left hand? Were we posing the problem of Solomon? Had we really understood the problem of three hats? The idea of putting yourself in the place of another, then imagining the other's reality, then walking around in it, like a method actor. Is extraordinarily useful in understanding how the other person feels, what the other person sees. Then once in another's world, can you find inconsistencies? Ammunition to break their reality with your attack? Can you shield your question? In such fashion that the other reality doesn't see it coming in. Can you question, cross-examine, penetrate? Evidence law is the study of the rules that govern the game we play. We, lawyers, litigators, scholars of the art. Suppose I could teach my class to you while walking round a parking lot. Not here, in the current reality between us. Where would I be? Come play with me. I see my game of eye and eye with Microsoft. Unfolding out before me. I should like to play my part with wit and grace. A man on a rant, on a microphone. Eric's to help fill in. I hear the geese laughing at me. Just suppose I could teach it from a parking lot. Blanks filled in by running my picture show. Zero to one. And in the pauses, while I think, be giving them something to think about. See if we can start a rhythm. See if we can start a wave. As I look around the room. Really do it. Really believe we're here. understand the medium of our message. Message of our media. I approach my daughter's silver car with my evidence book perched upon it. Relevance. Materiality. Pages 8 and 9. The story of the Tanner case. You've read it, but do you know it? Could you act it out? Socratic method. Act it out together. What are the roles? Who will play the parts? Come. Let's assign around the room. Go from there. What if? What if there are two states of mind? Always two ways to act the text. You want to understand it, to be master. Of the steps. Suppose there were just two states of mind. Just two. In one of them, you cannot recall the other. How would they get along? How would they interact together? Is it only hypothetically true? Or is this it? How could we understand ourselves? Could we? Or must we find a third state of mind? How do you resolve a difference? In America, we have put our belief in the jury trial. It's been battered now. It seems for centuries. Yet it still survives. Our commitment to it at the heart of American judicial process. Understand the jury. Make the jury judge within the framework of the law. So this morning, I want to take the seating chart, 136 seats, when I've now admitted 144. I want you to constitute yourselves in groups of six. If you are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you are a group. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, a second group, and so forth. To 144. then I want you to mark your numbers on my seating chart. With prospect of sitting in the seats. So designated. Relevance and materiality. How do we know that something has something to do with something else? What do we mean to ourselves when we say, this is relevant, this is not? The investigator who finds a popsicle stick at the scene of an accident and throws it away. Irrelevant. What is relevant to what? First part of that equation, relevant. Second part, materiality. To what? I cough. I go on to turn the page. The pizza. The unopened drum of paint. time travel, and then an awful hit. Get through that. I dare you. Then back to the problem of the burnt butt. I've got to make coverage in the book. Skip through its pages. Enough for now. I walk now with my Berkman hat. Speak to a Berkman audience. I propose that we make Jamie's conference on public domain, the place where we launch our mission. Articulate it there. Launch it there. Demonstrate the input device and pass them out. Urge each to be a journal. Set them off. See a Creative Commons. Inflate. Exponentially. Think of ourselves as a spirit pushing out. helping each other find each other, helping to understand ourselves. Big wave we're riding. Huge energy at the crest. See how smooth they take it down the hill. Suppose that I were to announce it too at Eric's conference. In Zurich, from Zurich. Open code management. Eric. I and I. Ask you to get the message out. Open as you can. You are Luke Skywalker. Master of machine, holder of the force, I trust your sword. The I and I practice gentleness of spirit, even as they fight. connection to the Zen. I want to let my students know that there's a website on which interesting things will be posted from time to time. Then I want to start posting my captain's journal, edited by Cedar Pruitt and Donna Wentworth. Fuel to make the ship go. Tinder to get the fire lit. Eric says to start small. I'm with him. But then give it fuel and let it flow. Let it go. The only way to get going is to let it go. And go. In one state of mind, I'm walking around the parking lot, making myself a fool. In another, I believe in what I'm doing, full in it. In one, myself. In the other, an observation of myself. On one side you live, with the feeling of criticism upon you. You take the criticizer's view of the world and conform to it. How can I say what I want to say if words always have two meanings? If an actor playing my part could take my inputs and make them say a different thing. Seven 30 in the morning. Time to go to work. My time. Good advice to start the morning bowing to the sun. Stretch the body out. Who denies the wisdom of this practice? What is it like to live in the open? With advancing technology, we live more and more in the open. On the record. Our cone of history increasingly flattened out. The power of two-way media more and more threatening to our inner spaces. What is our defense against them? Open up. Let them through. A believable path across stepping stones of fact. To carry you along from question to response. To answer the question I ask is your first test of relevance. Materiality. That's the question you want to know. That's the issue. The issues are defined by civil procedure. Complaint an answer, or guilty plea. Watch my cousin Vinny to learn that lesson. To prove a legal case, you must offer evidence. To support a reasonable conclusion on each and every element of your claim. First question in a lawsuit, what are the elements of your claim? with that thought in mind, ponder the case of the unopened paint. What would happen if I ran with my journal wide open? Would people shun away from me? Or would my students listen to it all? Create trade in the bits. Find a market for best bites. At least pass around. Ideas about the question. Oh yes, I'm the great pretender, actor to the core. Yet director of the play. How can that be? There must be two realities. At least two. Suppose we could remember. The other reality we were in when we are in this one. What would happen? Would each encompass the other? Would there be one? If one, then none. What bumps up against our mind space to make it supple? Digital discovery. The summer would say there's not much to it. You just ask for their shit and they give it to you. But let's start with the fact that they don't. How do you get it? What is the power of a judge's request? What does it take to prove I haven't given it to you? How do you know whether I've given it to you or not? The only way I've discovered to know for sure is to have it when you ask for it. Then you know you're not getting it. when nothing comes back. And you can prove it. Tell the story of our adventures in discovery in the Ellsberg case. It used to be that meant something. A story that was part of people's experience. But as time goes by, experience drops away. Well, here we are in class. Recording again. My IBM ThinkPad I put upon the desk. My power supply. Two videos. Zooms and the Princess Bride. Music I search for. Have I got it? Strikeout number one. Whew. There we are. Open. Play. Insert the video into the machine. It rejects. Why is that? Peter, help me out. I just put the Princess Bride in here,
okay,
and it spit me out. Why did it do that?
You have to follow it through with your finger. I mean.
What's ESPC mean? That means it's playing. I want it now to go back. Is this a control knob? I paused it.
Okay. And then the outer ring?
Outer ring? Woohoo! Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, I love it. Oh, right there. Stop. That's, how do I stop? Did I stop it? I did. That's fabulous. And so the class meanders in. Students opening the door up on my upper right. Sitting, talking, smiling. Two black kids and a white kid. First three here. Two women and a man. In walks long blonde hair from my lower right. Like the model in the magazine, all stop and watch as she goes by. Then a princess comes down the stair with hair that makes me think of Audrey Hepburn. Another in white tennis top. Looks like she's from the beach. Next to a guy who looks like he's from the lakes.
Do you want to get this going?
Yes, please. I see a student plugging in, ducking from the sun. I draw the shades down all the way, and yet the ray of sunlight on him does not blot out. A crack, a sliver coming through the blackout shades, cleaves him like a line. Makes his eyes go back and forth through it as he moves in his seat. Austin East. An amphitheater classroom. There's Latina, but I haven't got her name right yet. There with a smile. Peter.
You need to play audio for me? I asked because this is not long enough to reach around the side of your computer, but
then,
I can go back to the office and grab a separate. Oh, wait. Never mind.
Never mind.
You need it?
It's a beautiful model, rests with her head in her hands. Into a space by herself. Then comes out of it. Talks with a smiling black girl to my right, her left. Guy with a crew cut on her side. Guy with a little bit of fuzz in his hair and glasses, looking down the line. Peter, helping set up the tech. Me leaning up against the blackboard. Feeling pain in my hips, wanting to stretch it out. I catch the eye of a black guy on my left, and he looks away. Going about his business. I have no one's attention in the class. They all appear to ignore me. Oh, I just caught one guy looking at me. I have their attention soon enough. Try and take it and hold it in tight embrace. And send them off again at 10. These are children to me, in relativity. Young adults, about to go off into action.